Well, let's see. What do we got here? Yep, it's Christmas time. So, everybody get their list ready? Get your list ready, what you want for Christmas? You know, it's December 7th, and we're just reminded that this is Day of Infamy, if you remember back in 1941. So, 73 years ago. But today, as we're going to talk about Christmas and Christmas list. Oh, I love it. I remember when I was a kid, Moses was around, I think, but the Sears catalog, you remember those? And the JCPenney catalogs and all that. We would be given a catalog, and we have our wish list. And then we'd have what we want, and we'd write it all down because we didn't get it because we couldn't afford it. But, you know, at least we got a wish list. So today, I want to show you what my wish list is. All I want for Christmas is a gold cross, okay? I see you're wearing a pendant. Anybody got a gold cross on? Gold cross? What? Oh, God, you guys need to get on my list. We can get a gold cross. You know, you see them on the earrings, you know, on the pendants. We see them on the guitar strap over here. And so we see all this wonderfulness about gold cross, and I'm going, well, if I'm a Christian, I should have a gold cross. That would be my sign that says Christian. Amen? Sorry. You're laughing. Why are you laughing?
Sorry. Because I know how you feel about it.
So as a Christian, I mean, if I'm wearing a gold cross, does that make me a Christian? Okay, a lot of people are walking around with crosses on. Are they Christian?
Not necessarily.
No. But yet, I want a gold cross. So I'm going to talk to Santa. I mean, not Santa. Is it Santa? Can I say Santa in church?
Yeah, you can say it. It's okay.
Okay. So I want to have Santa in church, and I want to say, okay, I want to go across. So I'm going to crosses I can choose from today. It's pretty simple. I can choose from this. First of all, they're beautiful art. Okay, art, A-R-T. Okay, I will pronounce that for you, art. And so you have, like, you got this one here. That's kind of nice, isn't it? Then we have that one there, and then we have this one here and that one there. Then we have that one. That's kind of nice with the Arizona one, okay? So it's beautiful art. Would you agree that the cross is beautiful art?
Those ones.
Those are. Yeah, they are. Okay, so what else do we have here? So that's what my Christmas wish list is. I want one of those. And Christmas came early. It did. And I'm sharing Christmas with you because Lynn and I won't be here for the next two Sundays. So we want to share Christmas with you today. So, and then I want to show you what I got under our brand new tree that we just put up yesterday. Let's see, what do we got? Wait a minute, I asked for what? A cross. I got a hammer and nails. What's up with this? I got that. Let's see, another hammer, one of those. A bag, a little bag over here, Wait a minute. Is this a cross? What is up? What's up with Santa Claus? Or maybe Amazon. Does Amazon mess up? They're Amazon. You're my new Santa Claus. So my expectations were not exactly filled for this Christmas present. We're going to open it and see what's going on here. But let's see what's going on here. First of all, I didn't mention the size, color, etc., did I? I said, I want a cross for Christmas. I want to hang it around my neck. I want to show I'm a Christian. Well, let me see. You guys want to open a gift with me?
Sure.
All right, come on up.
All right.
You're doing good. All right, I'll tell you what. We're going to open up gifts together. Anybody else want to join us?
Rip
that one apart. Just have a ball. Okay, who wants to rip this one apart? Yeah, go ahead. Oh, you got coffee in your hands. There you go. Yeah. Now, wait a minute. What's going on here? Now, we got our bag, too. Let's see. Oh, man.
It's naughty,
yes. Look what's in the bag. I got this in the bag. Oh, man. Well, what do you have? You got a, wow, this is not pretty at all.
Propeller.
I like this. Well, you're the woodsman, right?
Yeah, I can do it.
Can you do this?
Yeah, I can do it.
All right, so if you take, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So you got A,
uh-huh.
And then the arrow, which I guess goes that way, and then this is B. So it says A is to B as C is to D.
Something like that. I just put it right there. I'll go like
this. All right, there you go. By the way, when you hear this, when you have the necklace on your neck, or the cross in your ears, what do you hear when you have that really pretty cross around your neck? What do you hear? Do you hear anything when you have that? Whoa, look at that. That's very nice. Is that the cross that I ordered? No, I didn't order that cross at all. So that's what I'm going to ask you to do today. I'm going to ask, first of all, that as we connected these pieces together, because we have some assembly required, as we tighten that pieces together, I want you to step back now and take a look at this cross. I want you to think what that means and compare that. I want you to reflect on what this really means. What's the purpose of this thing? Is it supposed to be gold and pretty and ornate? Is it supposed to be like, oof, that's your mark of Christianity? Well, in reality, it is, but not ornate. See, to God, the cross, as you can see here, is not exactly pretty. It's not meant to be pretty. It's a curse. And somebody died for this. So as we reflect on what is the purpose of the cross. So it tells us here in Romans 5. Who wants to read that nice and loud? Go ahead. So how does that passage line up with the gold earrings and ornate crosses and all the stuff you go to the jewelry store and find and pay hundreds of dollars for? How is it that we've taken something that was meant to kill, meant to just disgrace, meant as a curse, and how is it that we've taken this and made something pretty out of it? Tell me how that works. He did. He did it on a pretty gold cross, and he did it willingly on a pretty gold cross, and he had no blood on it, he had no pain on it, he had nothing on it, and then he had little diamond studs all over the place. Did he? Today, I want you to start comparing today's theology of the cross versus the true theology of the cross. John 19, so he delivered him to them to be crucified. So they took Jesus, and he went out bearing his cross. It wasn't gold. It wasn't ornate. It wasn't pretty. And it wasn't the whole thing. It was just a cross beam. He had it tied on his shoulders, trying to carry it. But he had been beaten so badly, so severely, lost so much blood, that he couldn't even carry that anymore. Because that was part of the requirement. That's when they brought on the other man from Cyrene to carry it. Simon. So bearing his own cross at a place called of a skull, which is in Hebrew called Golgotha. So Jesus carries his cross. How's that cross compared to the cross you're thinking about today? How about that cross that you're asking for Christmas time? After this, Jesus, knowing that all was now finished, verbs, third person singular, said to fulfill scripture, I thirst. A jar full of sour wine stood there, so they put a sponge full of sour wine on hyssop branch and held it up to his mouth. He was so dry, he didn't drink it, he just took some to get his mouth moist. He had one word he wanted to say. When Jesus had received the sour wine, he said, Tetelestai. Say it with me. Tetelestai. Tetelestai. It is finished. Third person singular. He did it. When he said all things were finished, he did it. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. But what did that cost on that cross that was not made of gold or silver or chrome or diamonds or any of the other worthless jewels that we have? This cross of wood that he had, that he was hung on as a criminal. This very cross that Satan rejoiced on that day because he thought he won. Right along with the Pharisees and the Sadducees. They thought they won. That very day when he hung on his cross. And that cross was full of his blood and anything else that came out of his body. That cross that had nails in it. That cross that heard his screams as they were nailing him. That cross that was just there and that he voluntarily put himself on for you and for me. That cross was not made of gold. That cross shed his blood, the perfect sacrifice, the Lamb of God, the perfect Passover feast for you and for me. It is finished, he said. And that message is for you and for me today. It is finished. Colossians says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Christian, are you walking with him? And wearing a gold cross doesn't mean anything. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught. Are you being taught? Are you being taught? Are you teaching others? Abounding in it with thanksgiving. We talked about thanksgiving last week. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit. We have a lot of that in church today. Foolishness, tickling the ears of the people. According to some traditions of men, you know, they were teaching tradition of men back then. Jesus talked about it. Today, we still teach traditions of men rather than the traditions of God. Rather than going to Scripture and following Scripture, we follow the doctrine of men. He says, beware, according to basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ. Whom are you following? And wearing gold doesn't mean anything. Colossians 2. For in him dwells all the fullness of Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him who is the head of all principality and power. In him you are also circumcised with the circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of the sons of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. So you were buried with him in baptism, in which you were also raised with him through faith in the working of God, who raised him from the dead. And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcised in your flesh, he has made you alive together with him, having forgiveness all your trespasses. Do you believe that? Some people don't believe God can forgive their sins. Some people don't believe that the cross was enough. It has to be more. Or maybe I'll wear gold jewelry. Maybe I'll just show my faith. Having wiped out the handwriting requirements that was against us. What was against us? Death, hell, eternity, no presence of God. Wow, he did this? And he has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross. Wait a minute. That's a body on that cross. That's a hammer putting the nails in him. That's his blood being shed for you and for me. I don't see any goal here. I see love. I see mercy. I see compassion. I see forgiveness. What do you see? Having nailed it to the cross, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them. Jesus win, Pharisees, Sadducees, Satan lose. You and I win. So who are you in Christ? First of all, it says here, Galatians 2:20, for I have been crucified with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. Here, nail this. Hit it.
Watch out.
Go ahead. I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh. Are you taking this in? I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Wow. Are you going? Thank you, sir. You've been crucified with Christ. And whoever does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds his life and will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We have a cross. We have our own cross that we can carry. And if Jesus died on the cross and gave everything up for you and for me, then we're to give it up on that cross and give up everything for him. Everything for him. If I died to self, I'm alive to him. And I don't care how much gold you put around your neck, in your ears, in your nose. It makes no difference. It's the heart that makes the difference. It's the circumcision of the heart. The Jews weren't getting it. They knew there was the circumcision of the flesh, but they weren't getting the circumcision of the heart. How about us? What are we doing? Walking in his light, 1 John. This is the message we heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. We're talking about Christmas here. We're talking about the Christmas gift. Remember my shopping list? My cross? Let me see. All of a sudden we're in Christmas, and from Christmas we went through his life, and from his life we went through his death, and from his death we're going through his resurrection. So Christmas is about Easter. Christmas is a direction. Christmas is God becoming man so that we can join him. Christmas is not about us, our gifts. It's about his gift. And his gift was red with blood and flesh torn and black and blue and beaten so severely he wasn't unrecognizable. And he hung on a piece of dirty, stinking wood, nailed there. If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Isn't that neat? Some of us are walking around here going, I can't buy that. He wouldn't do that for me. I'm not worthy. You're right, you're not worthy any more than I am. But guess what? He did it. He did it. It's that easy. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. However, in verse 9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Cleanse. Just like in Psalm 51. Cleanse me, O Lord. Create in me a clean heart. You want that for Christmas? What kind of cross you want for Christmas? So I have a little chore for you today. And the chore is this. I want you to sit and just reflect for a minute, if you would. And reflect about the cross. Know that the best gift of Christmas isn't wrapped in paper. It's wrapped in skin. What a heart and a mindset that was focused on Jerusalem for a certain day that was going to be spent here so that you and I can be here and say, Tetelestai, it is finished. Today I'm going to ask you to sit and reflect for a minute. Then I'm going to ask you to come up here. We have nails here. We have paper here. And what I'd like you to do is take a piece of paper. You can write on it or not, your choice. Then fold it and take a nail. And whatever it is you put this on that you gave to God, I need my hammer back. Take whatever it is that you're holding on that you haven't been willing to give to God. And you take this and you come over here and put it on a cross. You hear that pounding? You take that sin. You take that shame. You take that guilt. You take stress. You take anything you want, and you come up here, you put it on that piece of paper, or just fold it, and God knows what's on that paper, and you nail it to this cross. Today is a new day. Today, you get to experience the cross of Christmas, as well as the cross of Easter, as well as the cross of your salvation. Today is the day. Come. Don't just sit. Come. Two hammers, nails, paper. Come. You put it on a cross. You put it on a cross. And now you need to leave it there. Absolutely leave it there. I'm going to try and do this without causing any fire alarms. So as from east is to west, your sins are gone. As from east is to west, he paid all of them. What do you see? Just the nails. Oh, that's the wrong kind of paper. I don't want to burn that. That'll cause a flame. So don't worry about it. We will get rid of that. Okay. Unless we want to read it. No. Whatever it is you put on the cross, you need to leave it here. God knows what you put there. Now, will you be willing to accept the forgiveness of these sins? Will you be willing to leave everything there? Because he paid it all. Tetelestai. It's finished. And every day you get to go before him and say, "Oh Lord, oh God, I'm sorry. I messed up. Cleanse me. Cleanse me." The greatest Christmas gift ever was the person who got on these two beams for you and for me. The greatest Christmas in the world. And it's not gold, and there's no diamonds. So, it's finished. We want to wish you a Merry Christmas. We want to remind you that you and the family and the cross are all together. And as far as I'm concerned, right now, all I want for Christmas is the true cross of Christ. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Please think about this and meditate on it. And give God the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for today. We thank you that you are here. We thank you that you allow us to worship you. We thank you for what you did for us. We forget. And we get silly and do ornate stuff. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for reminding us that Christmas is your gift. Father, thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.